Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and sexual violence is a very serious public health problem that affects millions of men and women. My guest is Dr. Thekadath Mathew. He is an interventional cardiologist and clinical assistant professor of medicine. So, Dr. Mathew, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about what goes on in this country and sexual violence. Is it more prevalent today than it used to be? Is it being brushed under the rug? What's going on with it today?
Thank you, Melanie. It is not difficult to see that there is an exponential rise in sexual violence, both here in the United States and overseas, particularly in religious fundamental countries and Muslim countries and even in the Hindu land of India. What bothers me the most is it's not only the incidents, but the degree of violence is also significantly vulgar. For example, recently there was a case in India where a group of six men gang raped a medical student and then threw her out of the bus to the street to be dead. In Pakistan recently, there are many cases, but recently there was a case from a man for an apparent allegation that his wife had a relationship with a neighbor. The elders of the tribe ordered a gang rape so that the men of the village will rape her and the rest of the men will come and watch it. Here in the United States, pathetically, a female student was drugged, alcoholed, and converted into a state of unconsciousness, and then they raped her. Then they took the pictures and broadcasted those pictures all across, and then they carried this girl like a dead rat, two men holding on the upper hand and two men holding on her legs. And the most pathetic thing is, they say that she is not responding when they are making love to her. She is unconscious. But the unkindest cut of all is that there is a professor in the University of Rochester. He blogged about this incident on his blog post. He said, as long as the victim is safely unconscious and therefore shielded from the cause of the assault, why shouldn't the rest of the world be allowed to reap the benefits?
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. So, Dr. Mathew, because I know that there are incidences all over the world, and in this country now with technology playing the role, as you said, they videotaped it, and this professor blogged about it. You know, kids are taking pictures of their girlfriends and then without their consent sending those around. That's called sexting, and that's going on all over. So now that we've got all of these different ways to not only physically violate another human being sexually, but then to further the humiliation, first of all, discuss who is at risk, and to the parents out there, Dr. Mathew, give them some words of wisdom to give to their girls and boys to prevent this from happening.
Very good, Melanie. In essence, anybody is at risk of being sexually violated. But there is a common denominator, which is people who can be physically subdued are the commonest victims. Women, children, people who are meek, disabled, people who are in nursing homes, people who are elderly are all victims. Recently in my town there was a case, a hemiplegic patient in a nursing home was raped by one of the employees there. She became pregnant and they continued the pregnancy until its full term and delivered the baby. Can there be anything more heinous than that? In essence, anybody can be a victim, but mostly women and children.
Okay, so now prevention. Let's talk to the listeners about words that they can use for their loved ones to keep them safe. I have two children, Dr. Mathew, and I want to be able to give them words, things they can do. Run, scream, bite, claw. What do you do?
Okay, I'll tell you what. When a house is on fire, the first thing to do is to get out of the house and out of the harm's way. And then you call 911 and make plans for dousing the fire. The first thing is, a woman or a child or a person whom I have described in the above column first should know that they are at risk, and therefore try to stay away from circumstances which I call risk factors. What are the risk factors? When you take the many different cases of brutal rapes and sexual assaults, they are children. They are women. They are students. So a proper education of risk factors, they should be aware of: unnecessary touching, unfriendly friendliness, excessive friendliness, giving unwanted gifts, touching, caressing, inviting them. There was a case recently that a man presented to the school and told an 11-year-old girl that her mother is in the hospital and that he has been sent to pick her up.
Now, we've been hearing about those things for years,
yes,
you know, of people saying those kinds of things. And as parents,
yes,
we're told in the very beginning of having kids, you know, make sure your kids have a safe word so that if someone were to say that, what's the password? Oh, you know, the name of your gerbil or something.
These things must be again and again reinforced in the schools. But then there is another variety of risk factors. When you take a look at many number of cases, one thing is very sure. A woman or a child walking a street at an odd time, anybody come and pick her up. A woman going to a bar, sitting alone, maybe in a suggestive way, receiving drinks and alcohol or drugs from strangers, getting easily befriended with strangers, accepting invitations to go their car, accepting invitations to go their apartments, are all risk factors. Remember, there is no fundamental right violation for a woman even to be dressed as a harlot or going to bar and having a drink. That's their right. What I'm saying is that is a risk factor.
And you're right. And so we are identifying these risk factors and the proactive and protective factors. So basically, to sum it up, walking alone at night, children need to have that safe word so that they don't get in a car with somebody who even says that their mother has sent them to pick them up.
Right.
You have to discuss these things with your children, with your teenagers, with your young adults. And buddy system seems to be a great way, too, because you can keep an eye and don't take drinks from strangers. And one thing I've heard, Dr. Matthew, is don't leave your drink in a bar unattended.
Absolutely. Yes. I think the commonest danger is a man behaving unusually friendly to a child, giving gifts, and they might even gather some of their background information about the father and the mother, and then unusual friendliness of a stranger is a risk factor that the children should know.
That the children should know, and many people do not disclose sexual violence, and I think that it's also important, Dr. Matthew, that we say if anybody does these things that you're talking about, touches, inappropriate, overly friendly gifts, that they tell somebody in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Matthew, your best advice and where people can find out more information about you.
I think every community should have a civilian sexual awareness and prevention council. They should go to school. They should go to libraries. They should go to church and talk about it. And there must preferably be a hotline where any child or a woman can make a call and it can be recorded and acted upon.
Well, thank you, and I'm sorry this is all the time that we have. And thank you so much, Dr. Matthew, for this great information. We have to keep our children safe and ourselves safe. That's what it's about. You're listening to Radio MD, and stay very well.